Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome to Deliverance Live on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Apostle Gregory Martin. And for our co-host on tonight, we got Elder Anthony Mason, Minister Nikki Cuthbert. And for our panel tonight, we have, again, Elder Anthony Mason, and also Prophetess Tracy Washington. Minister Yvonne Watson, and also Minister Tamika Cuthbert. We also have on our panel in the studio tonight Minister Daniel Martin, Evangelist Yvette Watson, Minister Ricky Castor, Minister April Reeves, and Minister Antoinette Martin, and Minister Prophetess Tasha Taylor. We are thanking God for our panel here on tonight. And before we actually get into our subject on tonight, let me just first make mention of on last Thursday night, we got into one of our callers calling in, and we got into a subject that we didn't even have time to get into properly. And if that caller would possibly call us at the end of the broadcast, but then I will talk with you more about that subject. But for tonight, we have a different subject because we really don't have the time to get into deep debates. But we, especially if the callers don't call in time enough, and I apologize for that. But nevertheless, we will be willing to talk with you after the broadcast. But and again, tonight our subject is, it's either Christ or the Antichrist. For a subtopic that we're using is that the signs, there are signs of the time. There are signs of the time. We're living in the last days, and we're living in the end times of the world. What's so interesting is that God sent Jesus in the end time of the world to save, to go to Calvary, to save, deliver, and set people free. From that was declared as the end times of the world. It was the beginning of the end at that time. Again, the subject tonight I'm going to try to cover may be considered as a declaration of doom and gloom for some, and a rejoicing really to others. Rejoicing in the fact that the rapture or the great catching away of millions upon millions of believers is going to happen. And the word doom and gloom in reference to those that have heard the gospel message and to those that have heard and have not accepted the word as being from the Spirit of the Almighty God, who have spoken to us through his Son Jesus Christ. To those that are left behind and don't go through the rapture, then the things that we're talking about tonight may appear to you as doom and gloom. My suggestion is, if you're not born again, you can be born again. You can do that on tonight. You can be saved on tonight. You can be free on tonight. The call-in number for that, for prayer and for questions, is 215-383-5866. Again, that's 215-383-5866. And we have a great panel here tonight that I do believe that will help us the subjects that we're dealing with tonight and the subtopic the signs of the time, as well as either it's Christ or the Antichrist. The Bible testifies that there is a time coming that will bring such an invasion of demonic activity that will leave such a devastating effect upon the world of people that are left behind, insomuch it will stagger the imagination and actually, according to the scripture, cause men's hearts to fail as for just looking at the things that are coming upon the world. For there is an expression of corruption and things that are going to affect this world by the demonic activity that is going to infiltrate the world, and that is now even in the world, but it's going to get worse. That it's going to have an effect upon people, not only physical but their eternal destination. So what I'm trying to say is this: is that there is a counterfeit to every existence of the living Christ that the religious world or the world have not heard about. Although Hollywood has expressed such a character called Damien in several movies testifying that this character was the son of destruction, or if you will, the son of the devil, it cannot speak louder than what the word of God has spoken. And that is to identify this person as the devil manifested in the flesh, whose mission will be to kill, steal, and to destroy. That mission cannot be changed, won't be changed. Matter of fact, the scripture testifies that he won't be affected by women. He won't be affected by money. He won't be affected by gold and silver. In the book of Daniel, it testifies of this. And out of the out of all the diabolical miracles that have been taken place upon the earth, that has been done by tyrants and evil and wicked men, yet they, all of the things that they have done and the murderous things that they have done were not even compared with the son of the devil, which is called, or the Bible declares, as being the Antichrist. For God so loved the world, the scripture says, that he gave. We know his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And the devil hates the world so much that he is going to give his own son, if you will, to bring about death and destruction. Let me, if you will, give you some quick examples of what I'm speaking about here on tonight. You see, Christ came from above, according to St. John 6:38. The Antichrist ascends from the pit, according to Revelation 11:7. Christ came in his Father's name, according to St. John 5:43. The Antichrist comes in his own name, according to St. John 5:43 also. The Antichrist exalts himself, according to 2 Thessalonians 2:4. Christ humbles himself, according to Philippians 2:8. Christ was despised in this world and is despised even today among the world, the flesh, and the devil, according to 2 Thessalonians 2:4. According to Isaiah 53:3, Christ is despised. The Antichrist is going to be admired, according to Revelation 13:3-4. Christ is exalted, according to Philippians 2:9. The Antichrist will be cast down to hell, according to Isaiah 14:14-15. Christ came to do his Father's will, according to St. John 6:38. The Antichrist will come to do his own will, according to Daniel 11:36. Christ came to save, according to Luke 19:10. The Antichrist come to destroy, according to Daniel 8:24. Christ is the good shepherd, according to St. John 10:4-5, 4-15. The Antichrist is the idol or evil shepherd, according to Zechariah 11:16-17. Christ is the true vine, according to St. John 15:3. The Antichrist is a vine of the earth, according to Revelation 14:18. Christ is the truth, according to St. John 14:6. The Antichrist is a lie, according to 2 Thessalonians 2:11. Christ is the Holy One, according to Mark 1:24. The Antichrist is a lawless one, according to 2 Thessalonians 2:8. Christ is a man of sorrows, according to 2 Thessalonians 2:3. The Antichrist rather, is a man of sin, according to 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Again, Christ is a man of sorrows, according to Isaiah 53:3. And then again, the Antichrist is a man of sin, according to 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Then Christ is the Son of God, according to Luke 1:35. The Antichrist is the son of perdition, according to 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Christ is the mystery of godliness, according to that was manifested, which was God manifested in the flesh, according to 1 Timothy 3:16. But the Antichrist is the mystery of iniquity, which means that it will be Satan manifested in the flesh, according to 2 Thessalonians 2:7. What I'm saying is there's a difference between night and day, between Christ and the Antichrist. And now let me go to our panel to deal with us or help us to understand some of the things that are happening, that are taking place as far as the times, the signs of the times. We're living the times where signs are being manifested. And I want to first of all go to Elder Anthony Mason. Elder Mason, will you give me an example of some of the things that's happening that's pointing to the signs of the time and the times of the end here?
Amen. Praise the Lord, Apostle. One of the things that's happening is that people are getting very caught up in spiritualism and spiritism. And what I mean by that, they get caught up in psychotry, divination, get caught up in witchcraft and root workers and tarot cards and palm reading and all of these different things that we know, according to the Bible, is an abomination. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, the 10th through the 13th verse, it speaks of all of these things. It said there should not be found, the 10th verse said, there should not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or daughter to pass through fire, or that use of divination, abuser of the times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all of those that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. And the scripture talks expressly about not giving in to this spiritualism and this spiritism. People want to hear from their dead ancestors and want to hear from dead family members. And all these psychics can talk all this good talk, but all the information and everything that they're saying is coming from the devil. Everything that they're saying is coming from demons that have been around for a long time, that have been around that particular individual that they want to hear from, so they can give them information that seems to be impossible for anybody to know, or seems to be, oh, only me and this person knew that, but they're getting the information from the devil. The scripture says in 1 Timothy 4:1, it said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. That's exactly what the psychotry and the witchcraft and the divination and all those things are. They are the doctrines of the devil. And as if the people of God get caught up in this spiritualism and this spiritism, they're going to lose out on the actual spirit of God and the spirit of Christ. The Bible speaks in Proverbs 14:12, said there's a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There's no way that any of this stuff, even though it might seem nice at the time, it might seem helpful, it might seem like it's going in the right direction, like you, there's no harm to it. Oh, there's no harm in checking my horoscopes. There's no harm in looking in the newspaper to see what they're saying. You know, I'm a Taurus, I'm this and I'm that. But getting caught up in that stuff is taking you away from the spirit of God and is leading you right into the hands of the devil, because that stuff begins to control your life, take over your mind, take over your spirit, and the devil begins to put thoughts and everything and try to control. What's witchcraft really is? Controlling of the mind. And that's what the devil tries to do. So that's one of the things that people are getting caught up in and they need to stay away from. It is a spirit that comes from the Antichrist, comes from the devil. They need to run from it as much as possible. I don't care if they're the psychics, they're even now trying to disguise themselves as therapists. Oh, I'm a therapist. No, you are a devil. You have a devil and you work with the devil, and we need to stay away from anybody that claims that they are psychic, spiritualist, or anything that is not what God has claimed or called them to be.
That's good. That's done. That's spoken well. That's beautifully put. If you're a psychic, if you're a witch, you're in trouble. If you are a root worker, you are a spell caster, you are a voodoo worker, you're in trouble. Anybody that go to those people, God says, I will cut them off from among my people. Sister Tracy Washington, Prophetess Tracy Washington, would you give us another sign of the time that's happening in the world today in reference to it's going to be the Christ or the Antichrist?
Yes, sir, Apostle Martin. I was reading in 2 Timothy, and we can begin at verse 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You know, right now, even in these times that we're living in right now today, people have gone to a place where it's more about what pleases me, what the tangible things that are satisfying me now. They want whatever's going to make them feel good. So they've taken up this thing where it's just more important to take on the pleasures of the world than knowing or living for God. And then you have the secular world and the artists and the music that's taking our children captive. You've got people like Kanye West and Beyonce likening themselves as gods and just misleading our children to the point that they've even got people that are bowing down to them and actually worshiping them. And it's just it's a form of false teaching, and it's just really deceiving our children, deceiving a lot of our young people, and leading them astray. Even in the government now, you've got them turning at a place, and it's just so disheartening that we have people now in government, high places, that have taken away the rights of the Christians, taken away the rights of the churches, that we can no longer live according to what we believe. But it's okay for the world. We're making it okay for the world to live as high, against God's word, and it's supposed to be okay. I mean, it's just making this, the world has gotten uglier and is getting uglier and worse day by day. Also, I think about how we have the children no longer respect their parents, no longer respect elders. You've got children murdering their parents. You've got children murdering family members. I mean, there's just no more natural affection. Mothers are no longer caring for their children. They're just tossing them away. I mean, this world has gotten bad. It's gotten to a place where you're going to need to decide. It's either I'm going to follow Christ or I'm going to continue to be led by the Antichrist.
Amen. Very well put, Prophetess Washington. And I tell you, and everything you spoke about remind me of some of the things that I've heard and read in the scriptures also that lines up with those things that you said. And right now, let me go to Minister Daniel Martin. Give me an example of somebody that either had a choice to either follow God or Christ or the Antichrist. Christ, Minister Daniel Martin.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Pastor Martin? God bless you, sir. I was thinking in the comparison of the days of Noah, and I was reading this Luke 17 chapter and the 26th verse, saying, "As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man, which is Jesus, which is now. They ate, they drunk, They married wives, and they gave into marriage until the day of Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. And let's see why the flood destroyed them all. Now, we go back to Genesis, the 6th chapter, and say, God saw the wickedness of men was great on the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts and the heart was evil continuously. And he repented that he had made man on the earth and was grieved in his heart. Now, you got to be doing wrong if God repented to himself to saying, you know what, I never should have made man. You got to be doing evil if God seen this and he looked down upon the earth. And so that's how it is these days. People are trying to, they're leaving God. And they you know, because the devil found out, the devil is the candy man. Because why? He make the world taste so good. And that's what he's doing now to everyone. He's bringing in the music. He's converting music. Okay, yeah, it sounds like gospel, but it's the base of the world. So in these days, this is what's happening. And God looked upon the earth, and he seen it all corrupt, and the flesh had corrupted his ways upon the earth. And that's what how it is these days, because people are not turning to God. They're turning away from God. And when you turn away from God, are you going to live for the Antichrist, or are you going to live for Christ? And the word is choose, y'all. If y'all got to choose who you're going to live for, you can't serve two masters. You can't serve God, and you can't serve man. You either serve God or you serve man. But you know what? You have eternal life if you serve God. Amen.
It's either Christ or the Antichrist. It's either Christ or the Antichrist. Minister Evangelist Yvette Watson, would you give us what you found out as also that's taking place in this time that the scripture testify or can relate to? Minister Yvette Watson.
Good evening, Apostle Martin. I do apologize for that. I still have my phone on the mute. But I began as we were, as I was listening to what was being said, I thought about how even in these last days, people are choosing wealth over Christ, their prosperity over Jesus Christ, and how they're so eager to have the things of the world and how it's so important for them to have the riches and how to have the fame and to have the big houses and to make so much amount of money and to live in the fancy places to where they overlook Jesus Christ himself, to where they're choosing to live a life of fame and glamour and their so-called glory according to the world, that they're forgetting about Christ. And I began to think about the man in the Bible who went to Jesus, and he began to ask Jesus. He said, good master, what must I do to receive eternal life? And when he asked that question, Jesus began to tell him, in order for you to receive eternal life, you have to keep my commandments. Don't commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Bear false witness. Honor thy mother and thy father. Love thy neighbors as thyself. And the man said, this one thing I do. I do all of this, master. And I've kept all of these commandments since my youth, but what else do I lack? And Jesus told him, he said, take everything that you have and go and give it to the poor. And the Bible said that this saying made this man sorrowful, and he went away because he had great possession. He wasn't willing to give up all that he had. He wasn't willing to give up all that he earned and all of his hard money. He wasn't willing to give all of that up. And the Bible says that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And simply just as an example with this man in the Bible, he didn't want to give up his worldly possessions. And that's how a lot of people are in these day and times, Apostle Martin. They're not willing to give up those things. They're setting their affections on everything else that's going on around in the world. But the Bible says, lay not in the book of Matthew 6:19 and through 21, it says, lay not up yourselves treasures upon the earth, where the moth and the rust do corrupt, and where the thieves break in and steal, but lay up yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither the moth nor the rust do corrupt, and where the thieves do not break or steal,
for where your treasure is, so there will your heart be also. And that's where a lot of people are. Their heart is in the riches. Their heart is in the fame. Their heart is in their finances. Their heart is in prospering in the world. But what they don't understand is the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, but seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things that you're seeking, all of these other things that you're after, all of these other things that you desire in your heart, he said it'll be added unto you. But first you got to choose salvation. First you got to choose to live holy. First you got to choose to live upright. First you got to choose Jesus Christ. And that's where we are in the day and time that we're living in. People are making the choice to choose the world, to choose the worldly possessions, and they're not choosing Jesus Christ. And that's where we are now. They're choosing Christ. They're choosing the Antichrist over Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
It's either Christ or the Antichrist, the signs of the time. I want to go to now Sister Yvonne Watson. Sister Yvonne Watson, the signs of the time. People are choosing, instead of choosing Christ, they're following the spirit of the Antichrist. Sister Yvonne Watson.
Pastor Martin, praise the Lord. Yes, we have false teachers today, and we have to make a decision. It is Christ or the Antichrist, because we have ministers saying the homosexuality is okay. They have the same rights legally and in the church. They teach homosexuals are born this way, that God is love, so he accepts everyone, and he wants everyone to love and accept each other, because we're in the time of grace. They promote all religions, all people, all orientations to come together in love and unity. But the word of God gives us the warning. It's either Christ or the Antichrist. And the only way to know these false teachers is to know the real truth. Jesus is the real truth. Therefore, you must know the real Jesus. And 2 Peter 2:1-6 tells us, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, the living stone, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up of an holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Therefore, also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Then we have Jeremiah 23:21-22, where it says, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood still in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doing. Then we have Isaiah 8:20, where it says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. We are true followers of Christ. We are children of the light. We are not of the night nor of darkness. We must not sleep as the others do. We must watch and be sober, because false teachers are here, and we must choose. It's either Christ or the Antichrist. Praise the Lord.
It's either Christ or the Antichrist. We're getting ready to go to break. We're coming back and pick up the rest of our panelists when we come back. It's either Christ or the Antichrist. You've got to make a decision. If you haven't made a decision for Christ, this is the time. This is the hour. We're getting ready to go to break. That's 215-383-5866. And we want to come back. This is Apostle Gregory Martin. I'll see you on the other side of break. God bless you until we come back.
Might as well put your hands together.
5866, call in for your prayer request concerning anything that you may want us to pray for. I thank God for our listening audience that's listening to us all across the country, and we appreciate your calling in and your requests and your questions that you've given to us. But right now, let me go to Minister Tamika Cuthbert. Minister Tamika Cuthbert, let me go to you and find out, give me some other expressions we're talking about tonight. Is either Christ or the Antichrist. Choose. And at the same time, we're talking about the signs of the time. What's happening today? What's taking place today? What's affecting to people today? All right, Minister Tamika Cuthbert, come on, tell us what you have to share with us tonight.
Praise the Lord. I was in trouble and when I hurt, and I was thinking about in those bad days. And so an Antichrist is going to have a lot of people that have a reprobate mind. When I looked up the word reprobate, it means they have rejected by God. And in Romans, the first chapter, the 21st through the 32nd verse, which I'm going to read off of all the verses.
Excuse me, Sister Tamika. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yes.
Okay, well, if you come off the speaker, and I think we can hear you more plainly. Go ahead. Speak louder so we can hear you.
Praise the Lord. I was thinking about people reprobate mind. Reprobate is rejected by God. And in Romans chapter 21st, 32nd verse, it gives a list, and I'm not going to read all of it, but it gives a very detailed list of things that people forget, God, people are unthankful. All these things are going to happen in the last many days. People that are rejected by God, they're unthankful for being wise to themselves, wise, they don't understand the foolish things. They believe themselves to be wise, they're not understanding foolish. You know, they believe themselves wise, they get all this knowledge and vast knowledge of electronic technology and things, how things are evolving in body and how to do this and how to run this company and how to run that. Believe themselves wise, but they understand the simple concept of Jesus, Lord, Jesus is coming back. You have to accept him, you have to have him in your life to go to heaven. They understand the concept. They're unthankful. They believe everything that must be given to them, that they entitled to all these things, but they're not thankful. I was thinking about how in the last days, a lot of times those things they would take for granted, those things that they're things that are not.
We're having a lot of trouble hearing you and making out what you're saying. You're somewhat cutting in and out, breaking up on us. I know that you're saying some good things. There's no doubt in my mind, because you're a studious person and you speak very well. But we just, for whatever reason, your telephone is not
allowing you to come through plainly and come through clearly and understandably. So if you will, if you allow me, and I apologize, but if you allow me, let me go to Minister Antoinette Martin, Minister Antoinette Martin, because your phone is breaking up in such a way, such a degree, we cannot understand what you're saying. But we know you're saying some things, and I know there's some good things. Just hate that I haven't been able to hear them on tonight. Okay, Minister Antoinette Martin, can we hear from you? Can you give us an example of someone that, if you will, have had an opportunity to live for God or to obey God, and or that can refer back to these times we're living in, as far as the signs of the time is concerned?
Yes, praise the Lord, Pastor Martin. People are living a carefree life. And in the end of the world, it's going to sneak up on a lot of people. There will be no warning at all. It'll be just like the days of Lot. And the Bible testifies of it in Luke, the 17th chapter, verse 28 through 30. Likewise, also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, and they built it. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. So don't get caught up in the cares of this world. The Bible encourages us to live holy and righteous all the days of our life, being always ready for his return and ready to leave these earthly things behind. Luke 17:31-32 says, "In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return." 32 says, "Remember Lot's wife." So back in those days, they had an opportunity to obey God or not obey God. And today we also have the same choice, you know, to choose to live for Christ or to live for the Antichrist. And if you choose to live for the Antichrist, you will go to hell. So, you know, the Bible just encourages us to live for Christ. Amen.
God bless you. The day, remember Lot's wife. Remember her, because she actually literally escaped from Sodom and Gomorrah, but looked back. And when she looked back, she turned around and became a pillar of salt. And you got people today that are looking back. It's not worth it. It's the people that are looking back. It's not worth it. It's either you got to live for Christ, or eventually you'll be a part of those that become a part of them that follow the Antichrist. It's either Christ or the Antichrist. There's no in between. There is no gray area here. It's a decision that's going to have to be made by every man, woman, girl, and boy. For the effects of the Antichrist is going to be so devastating upon the world, nobody will be able to escape except those whose name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Is Christ or the Antichrist? I want to go to Minister April Reeves. Minister April Reeves, can you give us some more signs of the time, and that we may see exactly how there is of a necessity to live for Christ rather than following the Antichrist? Minister April Reeves. All right, there must be some difficulty there. All right, we want to go now to Minister Ricky Castor. Minister Ricky Castor, would you share with us some things in reference to the end times, the times of the end that we're living in right now, and how that we can use the Word of God to help us to overcome, to keep people from following the Antichrist and keep us locked down and rooted in with Christ Jesus the Lord.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Apostle Martin. I'm reminded where the Lord said that in St. John 3:19, he said, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. And we know from mere fact that the Bible says that Jesus Christ is coming in an hour that we know not, and all of a sudden he's going to appear. When the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. That means God, when the Lord is coming, when he comes back, all of a sudden it's going to happen. And all of a sudden, just real quick, it's going to happen. And in Revelations 22:11-12, he said, and he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. That means people that are living in an unjust lifestyle, when he appears, they're still going to be living in an unjust lifestyle. Them that are filthy, let them be filthy still. Them that are living in the filthiness of sin and iniquity, and they're living it that way now, when he appears, that's the way they're going to live it. Him that are righteous, let them be righteous still. Him that are they that are holy, let them be holy still. And then he said, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to their work shall be. All of a sudden, Jesus Christ is going to come back. He's going to come back in an hour and he that we know not. And people are loving or falling in love with the Antichrist or falling in love with darkness rather than light. And we know in Christ there is no darkness at all. He's full of light, and he's the light of the world. And we that are called the sons of God, we're supposed to be the light of the world with him. So we got to, just like you said, Apostle Martin, there's no gray area with God. We either are the children of light or we're the children of darkness. We either the children of God or we're the children of the wicked one. And we have to choose you this day on whom you will serve. So we got to make a difference between clean and unclean and the holy and unholy. Choose Christ or the Antichrist. Either way, you're going to have to choose. God bless.
Either way, you have to choose. And if you choose wrong, then you lose. If you choose wrong, then you lose. Now, I evidently problems that were Sister April was having with her phone. She's back with us now. All right, Minister April Reed, will you also share with us those things that has to do with the end times and also either Christ or the Antichrist? Minister April Reed.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Martin. 2 Peter 3:3-4 says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. And this is actually taking place in today's generation. There are so many people who are boldly mocking God and his people. Some say that God is not real, as if he's a figmentation of the mind, while others make fun of the Bible, claiming and confessing that it is not accurate because it is outdated. Then you got some people who actually make fun of the Holy Ghost, not respecting the Spirit of the Lord. And these people have no fear of God, and they are walking on dangerous ground. 2 Thessalonians 2:11 says, and this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they shall believe a lie. So I'm here to encourage our listening audience that if you're not saved, this is the time to give your life to Christ and avoid the Antichrist. Amen.
Amen. Give your life to Christ and avoid the Antichrist, false teachers, false preachers, false people. Listen, stay away from them. Get away from them. Because one thing remains to be a fact, contrary to popular opinion, the Lord Jesus is coming, and the word of God is true. Jesus said, if any no man hear my word that I'm speaking to them when he walked the earth, he said the same word is going to judge every man in the last day. He spoke about, as I talked about in the beginning, that he came in his Father's name, but there's one that's going to come talking about the Antichrist in his own name. And when people rejected Jesus, as they're doing today, well, then what happened? The Bible says, Jesus said, when that Antichrist come in his own name, him you will receive. He said, I came in my Father's name. You didn't receive me. But when he, the Antichrist, come in his name, he said, him you will receive. And not only that, but when he comes, he's going to call, according to Revelations, the 13th chapter and the 16th verse, the Bible says he's going to cause all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save, or in other words, accept, he that has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now, let me just kind of talk to you for a few minutes. We were talking about it's either Christ or the Antichrist. We are worshiping and serving Christ in the world today, we that have been blood washed and born again. But there are an element of people that they are not serving Christ, but they're following the Antichrist. Psalms 125 and 5, that such as turn aside to corrupt his way, the Lord will lead him forth with the workers of iniquity. But concerning us, it says, let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So we've got to make a difference. We got to make a difference between clean and unclean, holy and unholy. And the Bible says to us concerning the Antichrist, which some may seem to be far-fetched in the light of what we're speaking about tonight. It says in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, now I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Today is our day. But God's got a day, Christ has a day, and he says that day is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, meaning the son of destruction, meaning, if you will, the son of the devil. All right? So as a result, there's going to come a falling away first, the Bible says. People today are falling away. We heard some of the signs of the times here on tonight. There's many more, but we just covered a few on tonight. And some of the signs of the time that we covered on tonight is enough to cause you to, if you will, run from sin, run from doing wrong. Take the other way. Take a detour. Because there's a falling away from the truth of God. There's a falling away from the way that Jesus wants us to live. There's a falling away from how he wants us to believe. There's a falling away from the way he wants us to trust him. There is a falling away from how we're supposed to worship him and how we're supposed to praise him and how we're supposed to honor him. It's happening across the country, but you don't have to be a part of that falling away. For it's time to hang on, hold on, get and stay on, and if you got to press your way to press on and stay a part of the word of God and the gospel that you've received, or having received it in faith, that you've received that have saved you, delivered you, and set you free. Don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. They're going to be a falling away first. Then that man of sin shall be revealed, the son of perdition, who oppose and exalts himself above all that is called God. And I think we've covered some of that tonight. He opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God. We have Ron Reagan, that is the head of the atheist movement in America. Ron Reagan says that he's anti-religious, and therefore, being an atheist, he's not worried about going to hell. Well, he has the commercial. If he's bold enough to say he's not worried about going to hell, I'm bold enough to say, except he repent and God give him a mind to repent, that's exactly where he's going. He can be not afraid right now because he's never been there. But once we leave this planet, once we leave this earth, we make reservations for either heaven or hell while we're either in the earth, But once we leave, it's all over. Our reservations that we made here, our testimonies that we made here, our good, our evil that we made here, will either take us for the good to heaven or for the bad and the evil to a place called hell. And it will stagger the imagination of Ronald Reagan and every other atheist and unbeliever and wicked person that there is. The Bible said, let the wicked forsake his way. Let the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. But if it's not in your heart to turn, you won't turn. If you follow around Reagan, you won't turn. But I'm going to let you know that if you follow, if the blind lead the blind, both, Jesus said, will fall into the ditch. The Antichrist, again, will oppose himself and exalt himself above all that is called God, or all that is worship, or all that is magnifying God or praising God. And then he's going to make himself so that he is as God or as a God, sitting in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. He's going to turn around and be the God of the world that is following him. He said, Paul said, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth he may be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity, the mystery, the word iniquity here is translated the mystery of his angels. Then it's also translated the mystery of lawlessness, the mystery of corruption, the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. In other words, when Paul wrote this to the Thessalonians, it was already at work. And that was over 2,000 years ago. How much more is the mystery of iniquity at work? Deceivers are waxing worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. It's going from the White House to the doghouse, from the church house to many a people's house. I mean, the mystery of iniquity, the work of the enemy, the angels of darkness, the spirits of corruption are moving throughout the world. Only he who now let will let. In other words, the Holy Ghost right now is just preparing the saints up. He's allowing this to go ahead and continue on. This thing is getting set up for the Antichrist. But because of men's hearts are turning toward sin, iniquity, and bondage, therefore, he who now let, he's allowing to be until he be taken out of the way. The Holy Ghost is going to leave us and take us with him when we leave the planet Earth. You that are living in hope, you that are waiting upon Jesus, you that are looking for him to come, you that are looking forward to going to heaven, you that are looking forward to spending eternity with Jesus and seeing that we all going to have to go into eternity. But you that expect to spend eternity with Jesus, you hold on, because Jesus Christ is soon to come, sooner than when we first heard it, sooner than when they first said it, sooner than any man can think. At the hour you think not, at the hour you are not looking for him, the Lord's going to come. But to close this subject here, let me close it by saying this. And then the Bible goes on saying in the 8th chapter concerning the Antichrist, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. When the rapture take place and the saints are taken out, then the Antichrist is going to take over in this world. You talking about the devil taking over. Y'all haven't seen corruption yet. You haven't seen people doing some of the most hideous things that right now can move the imagination. And people are saying, how? Why? How is it so that people can be so wicked and do so much wicked things? How is it so? Well, it will be super much more times than what's going on now. In other words, there won't be a comparison. When the man of sin, that wicked one, be revealed, and it's going to take the Lord Jesus that's going to come, and he's going to consume that Antichrist with the spirit of his mouth, which means his word, and destroy him with the brightness of his coming. And then it breaks it down that there be no more misunderstanding. This Antichrist, it says in the 9th verse, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness, unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason or for this cause, God, not the devil, but God is going to send the world that's left here a strong delusion that they may or that they should believe a lie. The 12th verse says that they all may be D-A-M-N-E-D, damned, who believe not the truth but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Well, that takes away from what people say. Well, it ain't nothing going to happen. Everybody rejoicing today. Don't you know evil communications will corrupt good manners? People are rejoicing today. They're acting like nothing's going to happen. But in the hour they think not, the Antichrist is going to show up. When the hour they think not, the rapture of the Church of Jesus Christ is going to take place. And trillions, millions and trillions are going to disappear from the earth. And then there will be crying in the streets. There'll be screaming in the houses. There'll be moaning and groanings because people will realize that they missed the rapture. Let me take this moment to talk to our listening audience. Let me tell you something. You don't have to follow the Antichrist. You can follow the living Christ. Because let me tell you again, according to what we're talking about, it's either Christ or the Antichrist. You can live for Christ. You got to make it up your mind. You're going to live for Christ. I don't care if it even costs your life. You got to make up your mind. You're going to heaven. Even if you got to wait till Jesus get here, wait till he get here. We're not talking about a suicidal pact. We're not crazy. We're not off. We're not talking about people taking their own lives. Because you do that, and you'll be in a rude awakening. But let me pray for you now. If you are there, instead of taking your own life, or if you're there not knowing where you're going to spend eternity, if you're there not knowing whether or not you should follow Christ, religion has got you confused, people have got you confused, preachers have got you confused, let me pray for you now, as well as for the sick, the suffering, and the oppressed, and those that are living in pain and misery. And we thank God right now. They're praying. We thank God right now for everyone that's listening to this broadcast. God save, God deliver, God sanctify, God fill with the Holy Ghost. God heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Help men and women to turn their lives from serving the world, the flesh, and the devil, and from the Antichrist and the spirits of the Antichrist to Christ Jesus our Lord, and that they may be saved. And now, God bless you. This is Apostle Gregory Martin. I want to give into the hands of our announcer that he may give you the last words. And until the next time, we'll talk to you later.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Martin. We'd like to thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio tonight. Thank you for listening in as we begin to talk about the last days and the signs of the last times. We want you to join us on Thursday night for another broadcast of Blog Talk Radio, Deliverance Live with Apostle Gregory Martin. And we also like to invite you out to our sponsor church, Deliverance Unlimited International Church in Atlanta, Georgia, 2426 Fabian Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30331. Thank you for listening again. God bless you and good night.
Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Lift up your voice and say now. You have won it all for me. And stripes, we are healed. Eyes never pierced, hands were free. Eyes blood, we're washed clean. And now we have the victory. And the power of sin is broken.
Stretch out your hands.